Welcome to the Road of Faith, my friend. We've got some great stuff coming up, so I hope you'll stay with us throughout the seminar. We are in the book of Ephesians. Wow, what a book. What a book. And we are exploring very carefully those things that have happened to us since we received Jesus, the reality of what we've come into. And, of course, we've been talking about reality throughout this whole seminar. The whole series that we've been doing here of Know Thyself. So, man, we're getting into some real reality now. How does God see us? How are things really with you and I, with the Lord, and who we are and what we are? See, that's what we've got to focus on here as we approach this seminar. As we're coming into this, we need to focus on what's inside, who we are inside, who the real person now. The person that exists outside this body, the person that when this body dies, that person, you're still there. You're still conscious. You're conscious after the body dies. Now you're not conscious of what's going on in the natural realm. You're conscious of what's going on in the spiritual realm. You see, well, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You are a soul, more particularly, clearly, you are a soul. And in that soul is compiled the mind, the will, and the emotions are the three basic areas in there. And, of course, the Lord dwells in your soul. Yes, he is a spirit, and we are a spirit, and we are joined with him in the spirit, and we have him now. And we are in contact with him now. If you're in Christ, you're a new creature now, and you're in contact with him. Yes, you are, with the Spirit of God. Amen. Our main scripture for these group of seminars is 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, if any person's in Christ, he or she's a new creature. Old things have passed away now. Behold, or look, all things have become new. Since you hooked up with Jesus, everything's different now. Well, we need to find out all of those things. That's what this series is all about, is exploring that which we have with the Lord right now. And we're not trying to get it. It's something that he's already done in us. When we receive Jesus, it is a complete work. And we are just trying to find out about it, basically, in this life. And we're renewing our mind in the truth of who we are in Christ. Now, that's what we're doing here on this seminar. So I hope you stay with us throughout the whole seminar, as a lot of truth is going to be coming out from the Word of God. We base our faith upon what God has said. And we look at these things in wonder, because they're so phenomenal that we're hooked up with this amazing with God. We're hooked up with him. We're linked to him. We can come to him. We're his children. And he relates to us like his children. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And he knows us inside and out. Everything about us he knows, and he understands where we're coming from, why we arrive, what maybe we've got some misconceptions about him, some things that are not right about the Lord that we have received or been taught by other people that necessarily aren't right about him. And that's the unfortunate thing about being in religion. Now, some people think I'm just down in churches. I'm not down in churches. Or church groups. I'm not doing that. No, I'm not. Listen, I am all for everybody that's in Christ. I'm about bringing unity to the body. I am not about bringing separation to the body. No, I'm not. I'm about realizing that a lot of people come from different directions, a lot of different understandings that people are have been taught now, just because of how they've come up or what group they joined in with, or they just kind of perhaps got into a certain church or another, you know, and maybe they just been taught wrong, you know. Well, I can say from first person, I mean, you know, when I've come to the Lord, I didn't know any better. And I joined with a certain denomination and didn't know any better. And was taught a lot of good things. Now, I don't want to discount all the wonderful things that I had received from the denominations. My goodness, no, we don't want to ever down the wonderful, good, positive things that have helped us to come to know the Lord. And they had a wonderful salvation message, you know, wonderful born again message, become to Christ, that, you know, but there's some other things that they misunderstood or they were taught wrong, perhaps. I mean, a lot of these things come down from hundreds of years ago, just traditions now. I mean, just passed on from one to the next and one to the next. Mama believed it that way, so I believe it that way. Daddy believed it that way. I believe that Uncle Herschel believed it that way. And I believe, so I'm going to believe it that way too. Well, no, you need to get right down to the brass tacks of what's going on. And now Uncle Herschel may be a wonderful person and everything, but listen, he could be wrong about some stuff now. And that's what I found out, that I was taught wrong about some stuff. But they didn't know any better. And I mean, they thought they were right, you know. But I got in the Word for myself, and later on I saw, well, there were some things that they just weren't quite right about. But that's all, you know, hey, that's okay. I mean, that's why we're here, is to bring clarification to people like that who've come from all kinds of different backgrounds, my goodness, or religions or world religions, or a lot of different people are tuning into us and they're hearing something a little different than what they thought you were like, Father. So he's trying to get through to them, to us all, what things are really like with us. Well, that's what we're doing here. So just stay with us. My goodness, we're delving into the book of Ephesians, which describes to us some of the most fantastic things that we have come into because now we've accepted Jesus, the Son of God, the sacrifice for us, the one who made us right with God through faith in what he did. He made us right with God and what he did. Thank God we couldn't perform and get there. There was no way we could get there, but praise God, Jesus came. And that is the truth and the good news of the gospel, that everybody, anybody can have Jesus anywhere, anytime. He's changed things for us, folks. He's changed things for us and brought us into this wonderful relationship with him, with the Lord. Now, I mean, just these things are so big and huge, that he has brought us into the family. Now, we're not like angels and stuff. You know, they say, well, the Lord just wants another angel to play in his choir, sing in the choir. No, we got plenty of angels in our family. We've got lots and lots of angels take care of our business for us, so we're not concerned about the angels. Because we got plenty. There's plenty to go around for everybody. Thank you, Jesus, for all these wonderful, mighty angels that has around us, protecting us in our way. And I believe that. Glory to God. But we're not an angel. No, we're not. We were created in the God class. We were created in his class to fellowship with him directly and become a part of his family. My goodness, part of the royal family. Well, it's a wonder to just gaze at these things and look at these things. And that's what we're doing today, is we're looking into the Word of God to see what has happened because we have come into this union, this place with the Lord, this unique blend that we have inside with him, that just you and he have, just me and he and I have. And please excuse my terrible English. I know some folks probably sit there and cringe listening to me. Folks that know good English, folks that understand good vocabularies and so forth. Well, I appreciate your patience with me. And and enduring the terrible English or the way I may pronounce a word or something, you know, trying to express what's in my heart. So thank you for looking past all of these flaws in me. And boy, I have many. And so I just thank you for looking past that to what's happening here in the spirit. What Jesus is trying to do through this imperfect vessel. And so I am yielding to him best I know how in these seminars. So I appreciate your prayers for me. I really do, because I sometimes look at these things and I think, man, this is huge. This thing, how am I going to describe what I'm perceiving here? What I see is true. What I see is the way things really are. I mean, how do you? Sometimes it's very difficult for me to put into words those things that I'm seeing in my heart and understanding inside of my spirit here. Those are the things I'm trying to get out for your benefit, so that you will come into this understanding with the Lord that I have been privileged to come into. And I'll tell you, it changes everything for your life. It changes everything. It changes your approach on everything. And so I am constantly through these seminars, I talk about my experience, because that's where I'm coming from, you know, from what I'm seeing, what he's showing me. And I know that he wants to bring you into this same place with him. I mean, it won't be exactly like what it is with me. Obviously, it's going to be very unique with what he is doing in your life and what his will is for you. And but I'm encouraging you, man, go reach for it, desire it in your heart. Make just let him have it now. So we talk about that a lot, about you giving yourself to him. And really, that's the secret of finding his best. It really is cashing in your will and reaching out for his best. Praise God. But in this seminar, we're in the book of Ephesians. We've been in there for a few seminars now. And I think we left off somewhere last week, somewhere around verse 13 here in the first chapter of Ephesians here. So we're going back in Ephesians. Before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Let's just talk to the Lord about it. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Father, for this seminar. I thank you for each one that has decided to tune in and be a part of this thing. And Father, we just ask that you would just anoint these words, and that you would have your way in my friend there, wherever they're listening to this or seeing this. We just thank you, Lord God, that you are working in their heart, that you want the best for them. That's all you're wanting. And we just thank you, Father, for bringing forth the truth that's in your word and helping us to get a hold of it. Help us to understand it. Help us to comprehend this, what you have done through Jesus for us, to bring us in to your family, to bring us into right relationship with you. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you have done to cause this to happen. And so we're just trusting in you right now to have your way throughout the rest of this seminar. And we thank you, Father, for speaking clearly to my friend there, an individual message, one that they that will cause them to see what you got for them and how you have made them. Oh, praise God. Thank you for doing that. And thank you for helping me here with my vocabulary or all the things that need to happen here. I just thank you, Lord God, for using me and helping me here to help them. Thank you, Lord, for it. In Jesus' name. You agree with that? Amen. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Well, let's get here in the book of Ephesians. Glory to God. God is so good to us. And so we have covered, like I say, we didn't get really very far. You talk about we've only been, you know, maybe a couple seminars and we're still only here in verse 13. Well, the problem is there's so much power and so much life, truth, revelation for us to try to understand and assimilate. And so that's why we're taking our time. We are going to take our time through here, and we're going to assimilate. It's very important things for us to get a hold of here. Amen. Glory to God. So here we are. Let's see here. I don't know exactly where to start. Okay, we're talking about in Christ and what happened because Jesus came, because of our acceptance of what he did. And let's start here in verse 11, first chapter of Ephesians. And it says here, in whom, verse 11 of chapter 1, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance. My goodness, did we get a hold of something? What did we obtain here? Woo, boy. Well, I don't know yet. Do you know what you've obtained? Well, I know we get a little piece of it. We know we get the peace. We know we get direction. We know we have the Holy Spirit. We know we have power working in us now. We know we've got authority working us now. There's so much that has happened of what we have obtained from God, what he has given us. This is what we have obtained it. My goodness, and it's huge. It's so we want to understand as much as we possibly can in this life what we've obtained from God, see? We received a whole lot of things from him, but we just haven't been aware of it. We just haven't been aware of it enough to where we're walking in and living in it, right? And that we can believe in and stand on, praise God. Amen. So we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Oh, praise his name. And it's perfect will. It's a perfect will for you and I. Amen. I trust his will. I trust him. I trust him with my life. Everything I know, I trust him. And you need to get to that place where you trust him that much with everything in your life, the whole thing. Just give it all to him. Praise God. Amen. Verse 12 says that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. Verse 13 says, in whom also ye trusted, in whom ye also trusted. After that, ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Well, we talked about that a little bit, about the sealing, the vacuum-packed person that has been born into the family of God. And otherwise, now see, if you weren't vacuum-packed in there and sealed with the Holy Spirit, well, otherwise, well, then everything out here, all the mess ups, I mean, all the fallen world stuff, all the fallen realm stuff, all of the fallen body stuff penetrate, you see. Penetrate. Well, it would no longer be holy, would it? It would no longer be ready for heaven. You could not approach God in that state. You see, if it wasn't sealed, if you weren't sealed now by the Holy Spirit, if that didn't happen, When you came into Christ, immediately you were sealed. To where the outside, the fallen parts that we still are acquainted with here would enter in to that which is perfect, which God has done. Well, it's not possible that it will happen, that it will do that. I said it's not possible that it could do that from out here. In the natural realm, that which could come in there and penetrate that which is perfect, which is done by God, by the way. You didn't do it. He made you perfect and ready for heaven in Christ. And you can approach God the Father anytime because of who you are, because of what he's made you. You're part of the family. You're his child. And so that's the reality of the situation. If you weren't sealed, which you are, which I am, because that's what the Holy Spirit does, and preserves you and keeps you perfect inside, righteous, right standing now, right standing. You're in right standing with God right now. So if your heart quit working in just next minute or two, whatever, next second or two, you, because of Jesus, you've been sealed. There's nothing, there's nothing to be concerned about. I mean, you know, obviously may not be what you're in your plan to leave this life right now. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm just putting things out there in order for you to kind of get a hold of what's happened in you, what the Holy Spirit did. He sealed you. What part did he seal? Your spirit. That's what he sealed. The whole thing. That perfect spirit, that perfect part that of you that that God recreated. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man's in Christ, if any person's in Christ, he's a new creature. He's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all these things that have happened are because of what God has done. And it's and we've allowed him to do that simply because we trusted him and had faith in the gospel or the good news, what Jesus has done. And he, when he comes in there, he recreates everything and makes everything new and right with him. And then we're sealed. We're sealed from that point on as it was, as we live down here in this fallen realm and in these fallen bodies, in these mortal, these death doomed bodies. So we're perfect inside, folks. Thank you, Jesus. We are perfect inside, made and created in Christ Jesus in union with him. We have his life. Everything he has, we have. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're joined with him. Amen. Praise God. In whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel, or the good news of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, the earnest, you know, in real estate, you know, if you go up and want to buy a house or you want to buy a piece of land or something, and you want the seller to know you're serious about it, right? So he's going to want some money down on that, you know, in order for him to take it off the market, right? I mean, he's going to need some kind of, I guess you could say a down payment, right? And you give him an earnest is what you're doing. You're giving an earnest until you get the rest of the payment or whatever until it's all been paid for. And so he has the earnest. Well, we have the earnest of all that God is purchased for us. We have the earnest when we receive Jesus. And so it all belongs to us now. It all belongs to us now. But we are in possession. We are in possession of partial part of it. You see what I'm saying? Was we don't understand. We don't know what all else we have. I mean, we got a whole lot of things we don't know about in the kingdom. And we're trying to wrap our mind around it and learn these things that as we go along, we pick up more and more of what belongs to us and what we have now, what we can do now in this life, what we can apply in this life to put us over and bring us into victory against all of the negative things that would come against us here in this realm. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is our earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So he's our earnest, and we've got everything. We've got this wonderful relationship, and we've been recreated in Christ. Glory to God. Verse 15 says, wherefore also I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. All right, now he's getting ready to go on here in verse 17 into his prayer. My goodness, what a prayer this is. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now listen, you need some wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Well, I do too. I mean, it has to be revealed to you, the magnitude of this thing, and it has to be revealed to you, this union that you have with Jesus. I mean, we can talk about these verses to you and all of that, but until you get to the place where you believe it for yourself and you say, this is the way it is with me and God. So here we have, the wisdom, that he would give us the spirit of wisdom. So we would be wise and, realize and not just pass over it and say, well, you know, no big deal. No, we want to value those things that Father values. We want to value those things that the Lord values. Amen. So he wants us to have, and we're praying for the spirit of wisdom. Now we need to pray this prayer for ourselves. Amen. And for others whom we love and different ones, we need to pray this prayer, interject our name in here, you know, interject their name in there and really believe this prayer now and really believe and ask the Father to do these things in us and help us to grow up and grow up in understanding. So that's what we're doing here. We're wanting to help people grow up in understanding of what they have in Christ. So this prayer, we're asking God to help us, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. The eyes, verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What a great verse. What a verse. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Now listen, we've got this already. If you got Jesus, you've got this. You just may not be enlightened all that you have. You know, but you've got it. You've got it. If you've got Jesus, you've got it. So we're wanting to get to the place where we understand in the eyes of our understanding. It was like, oh, what? The light just come on. Revelation, which has been revealed to us, a truth. So we're, wow. You know, once you start seeing some of these things for yourself, and I mean seeing them for yourself, then that's when you lock it into it. That's when you come into a greater understanding of the Lord in you and with you. Praise God. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. My goodness. Yes. Turn the light on, Jesus. Turn the light on. That's my prayer. Turn the light on the eyes of them. So I don't want to be blind to things the way things are with us. I don't want to be blind, not realizing all of these things that I want to search it out. I want to find out what's ours. Don't you? That's what you need to have. You need to just say, well, I just want to find out what's mine. You know, I want to find out those good things that the Lord has done. Well, he's done a lot of good works in you, a lot of amazing things in you that, we need to be our understanding to become enlightened to it. And we'd be able to see it. With our spiritual eyes and our spiritual understanding, we want to see it. We want to grasp it. We want to embrace what we are and what we have with the Lord. Because we can walk it out down here. We can live whatever we believe down here. Yes, we can in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Now look at that word hope. Now when you see the word hope in the Bible, just think the word confident expectation. Just think of the word expectation. So we have an expectation. We have a confident expectation in the Lord. We expect things to be exactly the way he told us in his word. We have a holy anticipation of what is to come. Boy, we just to be there, just to be, to look at the Lord, just to be there without this veil, without this flesh hindering us from our understanding of what we have. Praise God. Well, we want to become more spiritually minded, you see. Well, that's what this prayer is all about. That's what he's talking about here, that we would be enlightened. We'd be more spiritually aware, and we would know and see things the way they really are with the Lord in us. That's what he's talking about. He's saying, well, you've already got this, but you need to be enlightened to it. You need to be aware of what the Lord has done. Well, we do. We just flat need to come to grips with what the reality of what we have here. Well, it's spiritual, man, you know? And so we need to focus on our spirit. Focus on what's real inside with the Lord. What's eternal with the Lord. Praise God. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Oh, that's what we want. We want to grow and give and the Lord give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. We understand what we know what happened, and we know what's going on, what we have. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling, or what is the expectation of his calling. Amen. So we may know what to expect. We may know what he wants to do. Glory to God. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Look where the Lord put his riches. My goodness sakes, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. His inheritance, now the Father's inheritance is in us. We are his inheritance. Woo, boy, think about that. Well, that's what happens when, you know, you have a family, you know, you have a father and let's just say, you know, you've got a mega millionaire father or whatever, and you're his son, you're his daughter, you know, you've got an inheritance, praise God. You've got an inheritance coming, amen, and we do too. But our father never dies, you know, we just have it with him. We just own it together with him. He's given it to us, amen. And look here, man, his inheritance, and what is the riches? Woo, boy. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? Wow, riches, glory, these words, my goodness sakes. Man, I mean, you know, we can read them and you can just pass over these things. But the depth of each word, the depth of these things, the truth of it, of what's really going on in us, what's really going on with us and God, man? Wow. What the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Wow. Look at this. According to our faith, his power works. According to our faith, see, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Now listen, Father's power is unlimited. Now we know that there was his power was evident in the creation. But think of the power that it took for him to raise Jesus from the dead. Now that's the thing. The power that it took for God to raise Jesus from the dead was exceeding great power. He rolled up his sleeve on that one, because I tell you, see, when Jesus was raised from the dead, Father saw that you and I were in there too. And when he raised Jesus from the dead, he raised you and me from the dead also. And all those Old Testament saints, he raised from the dead also. And all those that believe in Jesus, have believed in Jesus all of this time and future, all of the people that come into the body, all the people that come into the inheritance, God raised Jesus from the dead. Well, he raised all them up too from the dead, because we identified with it. We identified with his death and with his burial, with his resurrection. And so God raised us up too by his mighty power. Glory to God, according to the working of his mighty power. Man, we need to be acquainted with his power, because he can do far greater than what we can believe him for, or we can think about. Far greater than what we understand. But that's why we're praying these prayers, that we can grasp some of these things. The awesomeness of this relationship that we have entered into, and what we've got a hold of here. Man, it's eternal. It's unchangeable. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. God, nobody can snatch you out of the Father's hand. Nobody. Nobody can take you out of the Lord's hand. Nope. And so we're secure in what he has done. And we, by our faith, we trust in him, and he's going to take care of us. And he's going to, in the next life, we leave out of this, we get rid of this, when we get rid of this, this, veil, this body, this, that separates us from his, from actually being, you know, with him. I mean, we are united. That's what we want to remember. We are united, even though we are in this fallen body. And, so my goodness, we want to realize the riches, the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, and these things we just grow in. So when you hear these verses and you're looking at these verses, you're gonna grow. You're gonna grow in your understanding about what you have. And so let's say next year you pick these verses up. You look at them again. See, every time you're looking at them, you're getting a little better picture. You're getting a little better picture, a little bit. You're seeing a more the way things really are with you and God. So that's what we're after here is reality. We're after his reality. We're not after this fallen realm reality. We want the reality that is eternal with our Lord. That's what we want to understand and what we want to walk in down here and live in and help others to come into understanding what he has done. Amen. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to his working, according to the working of his mighty power. Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ, which he did in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Man. Now, he's saying right here that the exceeding greatness of his power towards us, who believe. See that? Amen. Those of us who believe, that's where his power is displayed right there. According to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. When he raised him from the dead, he raised you and me from the dead. And he set us in the heavenly places with Christ. Yes, he did. Well, we got to get a hold of these things and see where we're at on things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who also believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Amen. Look at this now. Far above. Now, this is where we're positionally, where he has set Jesus when he raised him up. Far above, not just above, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. That means rulers, any kind of rulership, any kind of power. The enemy, yeah, the enemy's got power. But look at this. It's no comparison to what the enemy possesses, any kind of power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality. That means all rulers, far above, and power. So it doesn't matter how much power is evident, how much that power the enemy may have, he's far above. Jesus is far above. Above all principality and power and might, or you could say your strength. He's stronger than the strong. Way stronger than the strong. Principality, above all principality and power and might, above all power, above all might, above all dominion. Do you hear that? Above all dominion. That is where God has set the Lord. And the thing about it is we're sitting with him. He set us there too. Look at this again. My goodness sakes. Can you read these things too much? I don't think you can. Because that's the truth with us. That's what's happened. That's what the Lord has done. That's what Father has done. Amen. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And now listen to this. Every name that is named, there is no greater name. There is no greater name anywhere. There is no greater strength. There's no greater wisdom. There's no power. There's no greater power. There's no greater rulership. No, Jesus has been raised by the Father now, by the top authority, the Creator himself. Jesus has been raised into the heavenly places far above principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world. Now, let's see, he's not just limiting these things to just this world. Not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. So that all things have been put under the Lord's hand. And he's raised him up far above. Far above, friends. Far above. He's more powerful and more wise, and we've got him. And we've got that might. We've got that dominion. We've got him. Amen. So anything Jesus tells you to do, you can do. You can do it. Amen. Because he's far above all principality, all rulership. Glory to God. Man, I'm just about out of time. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I tell you, that is some powerful stuff right there. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? Look at that. To us. Who believe? Through faith. You see, it's the faith is the connector that caused these things to manifest in our lives. Amen. To usward, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named not only in this world and in this present time, but also in that which is to come. So he's got it all now. Jesus has it all. Glory to God for every person. Hey, glory to God. To us word who believe. Lo, boy, isn't that's exciting to know that. Father has done that, and we access it by faith. Praise God. We access the understanding by faith. Praise God. Well, I'm all out of time today. I hope you'll pick up with me as we start on next week, and we get right back in here in this book of Ephesians. My, it's just full of rich stuff. So I hope you stay with me and get back with me. Come back with me next week, okay? So until then, this is your friend Ken Fletcher saying, I love